The World Health Organization says less than 40% of mothers around the world breastfeed their infants in the first 6 months. Constanza Valenas is WHO medical officer in the Department of Child and Adolescent Health and Development. She says raising the global breastfeeding rate to 90% would prevent the deaths of an estimated 13% of all children under the age of 5 in the developing world.
It gives the nutrients and the immune factors that are important for protecting infants against the most serious infections they can get, which is diarrhea and pneumonia, and it also protects against malnutrition. The recommendation we have, along with UNICEF, is that infants should be exclusively breastfed, meaning without even water, until 6 months of age, and from there on, to continue breastfeeding with appropriate complementary foods up to the age of 2 years or beyond.
Dr. Valena says many mothers are discouraged from breastfeeding because they do not know how to get their babies to latch on properly to the breast nipple or because they suffer pain and discomfort. She says this problem, which afflicts women in both rich and poor countries, could be overcome with the right practical support. The World Alliance for Breastfeeding Action, which includes organizations such as WHO and the United Nations Children's Fund, is using this week to highlight the benefits of breastfeeding in emergency situations. Dr. Valena says there is a widespread misconception that stress or inadequate nutrition commonly seen during emergencies can prevent mothers from breastfeeding successfully. She says this problem can be remedied with the right sort of counseling.
One of the things we suggest is that during emergencies there are safe corners so that mothers can breastfeed there, that they can receive counseling, one-to-one counseling, that they can have mother support groups so they can support each other. So that's, and also that health workers or field workers should know how to help a mother relactate. That is also possible. If a mother has stopped breastfeeding for some time, she can resume breastfeeding if she has the proper motivation and support from a skilled person.
On a related issue, the World Health Organization says pregnant women should be made aware of the risks they face from both seasonal flu and the H1N1 swine flu pandemic. It says expectant mothers should be given top priority in receiving antiviral drugs like Tamiflu. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.